Well, it's so nice to see everybody here. Thank you for coming, and I think we're going to be in for a real treat. As you can see, we have three speakers, but our first speaker will be Reverend Ralph, our pastor here, and he'll give us a blessing on the food.
And again, I'll offer the blessing over the food, regardless of what condition it currently is in. Let us join in prayer. Gracious Lord, we do thank you for this beautiful day, for this time that we can be in each other's company and in yours. We're thankful for this time together. I would ask that you would bless us as we are in fellowship in this time of growth and being with you. Continue to open our hearts, our minds, our lives, that we may continue to grow in faith and love for one another and for you. Bless now this food, the hands that have prepared it, and this time of sharing it with one another. For all these gifts, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, you know the rules. It's just very casual, and our new best friends, Megan, has been working with us for some months trying to get this organized, and she brought along two friends, so just enjoy yourselves. So to introduce the folks here in the blue dress is Megan Pucci, and she is the Business Operations Coordinator for the Intermountain Healthcare Precision Genomics Healthcare Study. So, and her partner, not so crime, but partner in doing good here is Shawnee Snow, and she also shares the same title. And I'll use a little bit of Shawnee's, or Megan's bio that she told me. I'm sure they're both passionate about finding ways to improve the patient experience, to learn about the heredogene factors involved in the genetic studies. So we know precision genomics, we had that moonshot through the double helix. Matt has a significant other and some little friends in the family. Megan has a daughter. She loves reading and hiking. And Shawnee has two children as well. Boys, girls?
Boy and a girl.
Yep. All right. So however you're going to handle that, Shawnee and Matt.
Hi. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It's awesome to see you and share this with you. We're really happy to be here. So we've got some fun things in store. We've got some patient stories for you, some about our precision genomics, the business that we work for that's doing heredogene. And then we have some patient stories specific to the heredogene population study. So we're going to go through and tell you a little bit about each of those things and why the study is so important, and give a little bit of information about precision medicine and precision health, and then have some time for questions and answers, which is the fun part. So, all right, let's see if I can. Okay. All right, so this is our first patient story, and it really illustrates the kind of work that we're doing at Precision Genomics as a whole. It isn't heredogene specific, but it's a really good example of what we do.
I had a small growth on my neck, so I went to a surgeon, had it taken out, then they biopsied it and found out it was cancer.
They just came right out and said stage 4. Well, you don't snap back from stage 4.
I had been seeing his wife for lung cancer, and she was doing very well. Then one day they showed up together, and the appointment was for him. And so for him to have this diagnosis after what his wife had been through was tough, because this was an incurable diagnosis at the time.
You know, he said obviously the chemo's not working, so he said the only other avenue to go is an immune therapy treatment.
When I got this report that said he might be a candidate for immune therapy, we were thrilled. The only question was he strong enough that he could try yet another treatment? Because we were really, honestly, at the end of the rope for him.
When I was really sick, the kids came over about every month and spend a few days. And when I started getting feeling better and it looked like I might survive, they wanted to celebrate by taking a cruise. In case I didn't make it, I was at least well enough to get around.
I didn't think he would make it through the cruise, honestly. But he went. He had had a few infusions of this immune therapy, started working while he was on the cruise. He got back and he said, "The cruise went okay. I'm actually starting to feel a little better."
By the second infusion, my cancers all started stopping. The one on my neck went away completely, and then the others were anywhere from 70 to 50% reduced. And then by November 16th of that year, I was completely cancer-free. Dr. Nadel calls me his miracle boy. He said, his exact words, if I recall correctly, was, "I've never had anybody that close to the edge come back."
And his family went on another cruise to celebrate the fact that the previous farewell cruise was now a welcome back cruise. "Dad, we're glad you're still with us." He was dying in front of us. And to see him turn around like that and do so well was really satisfying. It was really fun for his family. He goes to the gym every day. He feels like he's got a new lease on life. I think he does.
I've enjoyed things a little bit better. I mean, like, I pay more attention, I think, to the people around me and stuff than I did, which is kind of interesting. I play golf. I like to do that. I like to play cards. I watch a lot of TV. I read books.
This is what is fun about cancer care. This is what is fun about being on the cutting edge. This is what's fun about precision medicine and genomics and immunotherapy. It is totally changing the game, changing the outcomes, and changing the stories for patients all over the place.
All right, so I'll take this one. So just a little backstory on that video. Before I moved to the research side, I worked primarily in oncology for 6 years. So obviously working in oncology, it's not the most happy place to work because a lot of our patients are really sick. So I lost a lot of patients. And what made me really want to switch to research is I wanted to be a part of actually doing something and making a change and working in the future of medicine, especially with cancer research. So it's really meaningful to see videos like that, to see what we're doing that is making a difference in patients' lives. So we are a service of Intermountain Healthcare dedicated to personalizing healthcare for our patients. We leverage the power of next generation sequencing and genomic technologies to enable precision medicine and further translational research. So we're really just do a lot of different types of research, not primarily oncology. We do a lot of different kind of research in IPG.
Of course. Okay. All right, so here's another really good example of how precision medicine is working.
When we first started precision medicine, we really began in oncology. And so we then started meeting with the other clinical program directors, talking about, are there other ways that we can use this team and capabilities? And our colleagues, both in the behavioral medicine and primary care clinical programs, said, we think we might be able to use this for newly diagnosed depression and anxiety patients, patients with those diagnoses.
For mental health treatment, oftentimes the pharmacological approach is this trial and error based approach with antidepressants, and that can be really hard on providers and hard on patients.
How do we know which antidepressant might best suit them? And we thought perhaps by taking a snapshot of their genome, maybe we could better predict which medicine might be the right one for them first line.
RxMatch allows us to use that data to really kind of hone in on the right medication, the right dose, the right frequency to get the best case for that patient whenever possible to reduce the burden of that trial and error prescribing.
We have found and heard examples from our colleagues in the primary care clinical program of patients who had this kind of analysis and then did very well on their first line treatment.
Healthcare providers nationwide are kind of banding together to fight mental illness, and there are myriad ways to do that. And pharmacogenomics and RxMatch was really the way that we felt we could best impact behavioral health with Intermountain and beyond.
And we believe that this population of patients with newly diagnosed depression or anxiety represent a population that could really benefit from a precision medicine approach. And so our goal is to empower providers, empower patients, empower the entire team to help those individuals live the healthiest lives possible through information, as much information about a situation as we can possibly provide.
Okay, so this is a slide showing the RX Match tool that we have that's part of our precision medicine, and that we're using it for anxiety and depression. We're also using RX Max for some other things like
Yeah, so blood pressure.
Yes.
They're using it for a lot of different things. So this eliminates you having to go to your physician and you're trying four or five different medications before you find the one that works for you, which is been a common practice in medicine because it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not one medication's going to work great for everybody. So we've implemented this for depression, hypertension, anxiety, and a slew of other things. So this has been a really great resource for our patients to have, especially when it comes to mental health. When people are in mental health crises, a lot of the time you don't have time to try all these different medications to find the one that fits. So this has been a great test that we've had, and it's been really great for our patients.
Thank you, Shawnee. So precision medicine is a disease treatment and prevention approach based on your genes, environment, and lifestyle. It helps formulate strategies for prevention and treatment based on your unique background and conditions.
So healthcare today, medical treatments are designed with the general patient in mind. We know you're unique based on your environment, your genetic makeup, family history, and the lifestyle that you lead. In most cases, those factors don't play into treatment decisions. So that's what we're really trying to do, is we're trying to personalize the medicine to the person and to your specific situations instead of just a blanket approach.
So to give you a little bit of background, we are testing DNA. Understanding your DNA is crucial for precision health. That's really where it starts right there. The molecule that contains the genetic code of all organisms, including animals, plants, viruses, and bacteria, that DNA, it's in every cell instructing proteins and genes to make what we call life, to build everything.
So DNA building blocks are converted into proteins and genes millions of times every day. Mistakes, which we call mutations in healthcare, are commonly present and they are often inherited. Most mutations are completely benign, but there are some that lead to diseases such as cancer.
I think this is the weird one.
In order for your body to function properly, it needs a blueprint that tells it exactly what to do. We call these blueprints genes, and the human body has over 20,000 of them, working hard to make sure we're built properly. Genes determine everything from our eye color to our blood type. Sometimes our genes can have changes known as variants. Certain variants can cause disease. These are called mutations. When a mutation happens, the gene can no longer work properly. This leads to genetic conditions. Let's compare a gene to a sentence. For example, my health is important to me. If there is a spelling error in the sentence, such as my wealth is important to me, it can completely change the meaning. This is a great example of how genes with mutations change the blueprint. This confuses our body. Genetic testing is the spell checker that finds any errors in your genetic blueprint.
Okay. So precision health improves your quality of life by considering your uniqueness and detecting those mistakes or mutations in your DNA before your symptoms appear. Using these genetic risk factors when they're identified early, they help us to guide lifestyle, environment, and treatment recommendations. So providing personalized care with improved outcomes while minimizing side effects is really the goal for precision medicine. Which brings us to the heredigene population study.
I first became acquainted with the program a little over a year ago when my brother was diagnosed with a rare kidney cancer. My father died 25 years ago from the same rare form of kidney cancer. I think it's very important. While it didn't help my brother, but think of the different result that he could have had had he either known his risk factors or if he would have been doing monitoring where they would have found it earlier.
HeretaGene is the most innovative, significant healthcare-focused study ever launched anywhere. We are going to collect, consent, and perform a whole genome analysis on 500,000 participants over the next 5 years. And the result will be discoveries that dramatically impact and radically improve the delivery of healthcare.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If they can identify, you know, markers that would help our children or our grandchildren or anybody's children for that matter, and they need numbers, and we're glad to participate in that.
We want to know if you're at risk for cancer or cardiovascular disease or neurodegenerative disorders, and we want to help you avoid those conditions. We want to predict what healthcare events might happen, and we want to prevent those from happening.
Any process that you do that's altruistic in nature, that you're trying to help other people benefit from, no one should be reluctant to participate in it.
It's easy, it's painless, it's for a great cause. It can not only help our own families, it can help people around the world be able to identify these diseases, and hopefully in the future we can see the medical research pay off and prevent it from happening to a lot of people.
So with the HeretaGene population study, we have actually collaborated with Decode Genetics, and they are based out of Iceland. And the goal of our partnership is to change the practice of medicine and treatment of disease to benefit the patients we collectively serve.
This is going to show a little bit about the sample path that your sample would take if you donated to HeretaGene.
Which kind of speaks to our collaboration with Decode Genetics as well.
The Intermountain Healthcare Biorepository is an enormous collection of samples of all different types, blood, tissue, surgical specimens that have been collected over years. We store it, we catalog it, and we categorize it so that we can better help patients of the future.
This is also where we do the HeretaGene processing.
We're going to learn a lot, and we're going to be able to help a lot of people from the things that we learn about the human genome.
We believe that understanding a person's genomic predisposition to disease can actually help them stay healthier. We're looking for problems that can be screened for and then cared for proactively.
When the patient consents to the study, the samples are drawn, the samples are sent here for processing and storage. When the sample comes in, we will track that sample, and then we assign a new de-identified number to it.
We completely, absolutely cut off the link to any information that might be in the hospital system. The sample is then physically poured off out of the old tube that has protected health information in it into this new tube.
Eliminates any possibility of somebody who is conducting research to be able to trace that back to the patient from whom it came.
Once we pour it off, we freeze those samples at minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit, save them for a week or a number of weeks until we get enough samples that we can then pack these up, put them in big shipping containers full of dry ice, and send them off to Decode in Iceland.
Intermountain healthcare system is an extraordinarily good one, and you can be absolutely certain that the clinical information that comes from Intermountain are of very, very high quality.
Each sample that comes through the biorepository that passes through our hands isn't just a number or another tube of blood. There's a patient behind that sample.
We're really looking forward to the data coming back from the study to really be able to improve the outcomes of people's lives and their individual healthcare and community healthcare on the whole.
So to give you a little bit more information about the Intermountain Biorepository and their role with the Heritaging Population Study, so we watched the video that showed about Decode Genetics, and then we have Intermountain where we're collecting the samples. And then we have the biorepository, and it is part of Intermountain, but that biorepository is acting as an honest broker and what for the study. And what that means is kind of what they showed. The sample goes there, and they completely de-identify it. They send it off to Decode. If there's something that happens to be found in that sample, and we'll get into this a little bit further down the line, but Decode would then get a hold of us, and then the biorepository, who has the original information that's linked to the patient, would re-identify that through the Intermountain system for us. So that, I just wanted to give you a little bit of information there. All the study samples are sent there, so they're handled in this way to protect your privacy. And we use a randomized coding sequence in order to give them a new ID code.
In order to de-identify and re-identify if
yes.
needed.
Mm-hmm.
At 34, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I actually found the lump myself. I found it and I ignored it for a couple of weeks. I went through chemotherapy first, and then I had a bilateral mastectomy with immediate reconstruction. I had a young son at the time. He just turned 5 years old, and I was a single mom. When you are fighting a beast like this, you have to stay positive. And you have to find things that keep you going. And that little boy, he was it for me, and I needed to be here for him. I finished up my treatments, and life doesn't go back to normal. A lot of people think that you just go back to your old self, but you can't. You have to grieve the person that was before cancer. I truly, truly feel like every day is a gift. Like it's a stolen gift. Like I wasn't supposed to be here, but yet I am. I really want to give back, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to help with this study.
Heritagene is an extraordinarily innovative research study wherein we are looking at the genes of hundreds of thousands of participants all across the state of Utah and beyond. The purpose is to make discoveries that will improve the lives of participants and decrease the risk of disease in the future.
If someone is thinking about doing this, I would just say stop thinking and just do it. I did it this morning and I signed up for it and I'm so grateful. If I had been passed down a gene that I knew that I was carrying, I would have been more proactive. I would have maybe done screenings. I would have connected with my doctor more. What do I need to look out for? What are my risks? How can I live a preventative lifestyle, if any? The more information that we have, the more we can prevent future diseases and the more that we can help others within our community and nationwide even. It will impact my children, their children, generations of children that I won't even be here to see, and to know that I might have just a little tiny bit part of that brings a lot of joy.
So for our return of results, obviously the sample, like we said, goes to Decode Genetics, where it is analyzed for risk of disease. If we find a known disease-causing variant, that gets detected, and then we will confirm to make sure that that is there, the genetic counselors at Intermountain will then work with you to discuss the results and what your best course of action will be, whether that's preventative medicine, earlier screenings, different testings that you wouldn't normally get. The genetic counselors will work with you to do that. We anticipate about 3% of patients enrolled will find a genetic mutation that we will need to work with them with about.
So I want to touch on really quick the GINA Act. This stands for the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. It was passed in 2008, and it's designed to prohibit some types of genetic discrimination.
So what that means really with GINA is your insurance cannot discriminate based off of you getting this testing. So they couldn't say, oh, well, you signed up for this. Well, we're not going to pay for XYZ. That is all protected by GINA. So GINA is in place for your protection. And it's even beyond insurance, a lot of different things. But they cannot discriminate against you if you do test positive for this genetic variant.
To be eligible to participate in the Hereditagene population study, it's pretty simple. You have to be over 18, you have to be a US resident, and you can be pregnant, but you still have to be over the age of 18.
And we hope you like patient stories because they're our favorite.
We love them, if you can't tell. This is why we do what we do.
When I became a mom, I became an entrepreneur just to become an owner of my own schedule and to captain my own ship. And so in 2000, I started Utah Valley Magazine. And I've been telling the stories of the community, the people, the businesses, the doctors, the events, the homes for 22 years now. In April 2020, I started to not feel well. It seemed like maybe it was because it was COVID, but through a series of tests, we found out that I had thyroid cancer. And so that started my journey of seeing lots of specialists and ultimately removing my thyroid and lymph nodes in my neck. I'm doing well now. I'm cancer-free in my thyroid. I've always loved data. Like, I make spreadsheets for fun. And so when I heard about the Hereditagene study, I'm like, this is so perfect for me because I can be part of something where data is being gathered and where a database of information that's going to bless the lives of my kids, grandkids, future generations, I wanted to be a part of that.
Hereditagene is an extraordinarily innovative research study wherein we are looking at the genes of hundreds of thousands of participants all across the state of Utah and beyond. The purpose is to make discoveries that will improve the lives of participants and decrease the risk of disease in the future. This is important for us today, and even more important for those who follow us tomorrow.
My mom's mom passed away of cancer when I was 10 years old. There were not as many solutions for the challenges that she was facing. And I'm lucky enough to live now, and we have so much more knowledge of cancer and of the things we can do to prevent and also treat cancer. And I want to prepare the world for my kids and grandkids in any way that I can, so that when they face challenges such as cancer or other illnesses, there will be as much information and solutions for them as possible. Intermountain's goal is to have 500,000 people participate in this study. So about 100,000 right now as I'm jumping in and being part of this. And to register for Hereditagene, I went to hereditagene.org, filled out a few questions, so much easier than ordering DoorDash even. And then when I came here to the lab, they had my information ready. It was slick, they drew my blood, and away we went. It's a super easy way to be part of a solution and to give a service. You're part of something big. You're part of a movement that's going to bless not only our community, but really the world.
So this is something really exciting that has happened since the beginning of Hereditagene. We've made a few discoveries. This is the first one that has been publicized. So we actually found some genetic underpinnings for vertigo. In vertigo, if you don't know, it's a condition that creates a sense of dizziness and balance problems. It's a leading cause for falls for Americans, and it results in tens of thousands of emergency department visits each year. It nearly affects 40% of U.S. adults at least once in their lifetime. So the reason why these discoveries like this are so significant, for example, this one was published in Communications Biology, which was a scientific journal in the publication of Nature. Scientists all over the world can read about our study, what we found, and develop tests and medications to help patients. So thanks to Hereditagene, we know that there are 6 common genetic variants associated with vertigo. That's pretty exciting.
I didn't really know it was available until after I had my cancer treatment and I was in doing a checkup when I heard about it, and I thought, well, man, I just as well get involved. I'm a cancer survivor, and I had a brother pass away with cancer and a sister pass away with cancer.
Hereditagene is the most innovative, significant healthcare-focused study ever launched anywhere. We are going to collect, consent, and perform a whole genome analysis on 500,000 participants over the next 5 years. And the result will be discoveries that dramatically impact and radically improve the delivery of healthcare.
Everybody's gotta, you know, at least give a try. I was aware that my blood necessarily, I wouldn't get anything back on it because only 3% of the people do get, you know, results back saying that they are a candidate for cancer, a candidate for heart or whatever.
For those who participate, we'll be able to positively affect their healthcare immediately, and more importantly, will dramatically improve the delivery of healthcare for their children and their grandchildren.
I have 5 children, 18 grandchildren, and if they can do anything, you know, to prevent cancer and heart disease, I'm all for it.
We want to know if you're at risk for cancer or cardiovascular disease or neurodegenerative disorders, and we want to help you avoid those conditions. We want to predict what healthcare events might happen, and we want to prevent those from happening.
Just the fact that they're doing this is why I did it. It's available, the research and the knowledge to see if they can prevent a lot of these diseases.
And some of these videos are a little repetitive, so I apologize for that, but what we focus on in them is the different patient stories.
Thanks for considering your participation in this study. We want 500,000 samples gathered in 5 years. Your sample will help us discover connections between genetics and human disease. Whether it's cancer, heart disease, or a neurodegenerative disease, this unique Intermountain study may lead the way in protecting your future health, lowering healthcare costs, and helping people for generations live the healthiest lives possible.
Here's an overview of the consent and blood draw process for the Hereditagene population study. To participate, you must be a U.S. resident and at least 18 years old or older. Participation is voluntary and provided to you at no cost.
After signing the consent form, electronically or on paper, a caregiver will draw 2 tubes of blood. That's about 2.5 teaspoons of blood needed to analyze your genome. Having your blood drawn may cause bleeding, bruising, and a little discomfort, so be prepared for that.
Once your blood is collected, we will de-identify your personal health information. One tube is sent for analysis by world research experts, Decode Genetics. The other will stay with Intermountain Healthcare for future research.
If Decode finds a mutation in your DNA translating into a known disease that we can treat, we'll let you know.
Also, we anticipate only 3% of the 500,000 people sampled to get results back. The rest of the samples go toward further research to discover new medicines and treatments for disease.
Some things to keep in mind. A federal law called the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA, typically won't allow health insurance companies to learn about your genetic information. You can learn more about GINA in the consent document.
So those are the highlights. We're excited to see what we learn in this, the largest healthcare genomic study from a single population.
Please read the consent form provided and ask any questions you have to a research team member. You may contact us online or by calling the number on your screen. Thank you.
So Hereditagene Population Study is the Intermountain Healthcare Initiative for becoming the world's best leading authority on and provider of precision health programs.
Some ways to participate. You can join online. You can go to hereditagene.org. There's QR codes on the back of these handouts you could scan. Or you could visit any Intermountain lab and donate a small sample there.
And again, no cost is needed and you don't need an appointment either.
Okay, that is it. That is the end.
And before we open it up for questions, I just want to try an experiment. Who here has already participated? Oh,
my gosh.
Mostly everybody.
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. That is wonderful.
So we can open it to questions now. Any questions or clarifications that we can help with, we're happy to do so. Yeah, so we had a lot of plans to do that, and then COVID obviously kind of slowed those down a little bit. So we're working on getting approval to start those back up. We're not at that point yet, but we're working on that. We had really started to go to a lot of community events, mm-hmm. speaking out, different things like that. And then once COVID happened, we kind of put a halt to that and focused really just on our hospital enrollments. So we are trying to get that started back up. We're just not to the point of doing it quite yet, but we're hoping really soon.
All right, so that's this is research. So that's the first thing I gotta say, research is crazy slow. So it depends. It can be 6 months to a year, but it could also be longer. It could be a discovery that happens later that applies to you that they could contact you for. It could be years down the line. And it also depends on what, at the time that we're reporting out. So right now we're expanding what we're reporting out, cardiovascular diseases, cancers. The first thing we reported out on was hemochromatosis, just high iron levels in your blood that causes liver damage. And so we've contacted those patients and they're getting treatment at this point. So it kind of depends on when they're reporting out things. And so it could be 6 months to a year, but it also could be longer. So,
I would say that we are returning results on a lot of the patients that have been collected through COVID. But I wouldn't say completely eliminate the thought out of your mind.
Yeah.
Like Matt said, we do add things to be tested on as we keep adding panels and expanding the study. But we have started returning results. So I would just keep doing what you're doing, preventative, everything like that. And then if they end up finding something either now or further down the line, then we'll reach out.
And where this is research, it doesn't take the place of doing genetic testing with your provider if you have a concern or if your provider has a concern. This is really a goodwill effort so we can have more of that information to prevent things, do earlier screenings in the future. So it's not, you know, do hereditagene and then you don't need to do genetic testing because, as you illustrated, you know, there's a long amount of time and before you could get a result back if you did. Another side note about the mutations that we return results for, I think you saw in one of the videos it said actionable, an actionable mutation. And what that means is that that is a mutation that we have a plan for. We know that we can treat it and we can get you going on something right away if that is your choice. For genes that are identified that we don't have an action plan for, that research needs to be done for, those things are not having results returned to them. But as at this time, yes, thank you. But as we continue to grow and learn more and more, we add to that list of actionable mutations that we can report on.
I don't know if that's specifically within what we're looking at.
No.
It's kind of broad spectrum on that, but I haven't heard any. It could be, but it could also be from the environment. But I can't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, so like Matt said, it could definitely be environmental. There are a lot of genes, though, that do predispose somebody for cancer. So given that you've had two siblings pass away from that, there is a good chance it could be a genetic mutation, but at the same time, like Matt said, it could just be environmental.
Kind of like the downwinders in this area, environmental cancers.
Yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of downwinders in this area, so it's kind of the same circumstance. Yeah, so that's definitely possible. A big breast cancer mutation we see is
it is a breast cancer marker that can be passed down through women in your family.
So that is a big one that we see. So that's something that, of course, do the hereditagene study. It does detect BRCA1 mutations, and that is one of the mutations we deliver results on. But at the same time, it would be great to talk to your provider about it and see if they would order that testing on you. A lot of the time, BRCA1 testing is standard of care when you do get diagnosed with breast cancer. So that's something that I would probably talk to your provider about to see if they did test for that at the time of your diagnosis. And then you could find out, well, if they didn't test for it, I want that testing done. If you want it quicker, you know, like I said, we've talked about waiting for hereditagene results can take some time, but if you would want that quicker and they didn't already test for it, that's something I would talk to your provider about because there is a chance that that could happen. If you haven't seen your oncologist, you could ask your primary care physician about that. They should be able to look in your medical chart and see if that testing was done at the time of your diagnosis. And if not, you could request it and they could request that to be done. That's why this study is so great. It's free to participate and BRCA1 is one of the ones we test for. So if it's something that you or your daughter or anybody would want to do, then if you do have that mutation, we will return results on that. We just can't promise the timeline that those would come. BRCA1 is one that is usually passed down. So if you tested positive for BRCA1, your daughter's insurance should cover her getting that testing to see if she has that as well. So like if I had a family member or my mother tested positive for it, my insurance would see that and then test me, because obviously insurance is going to want to pay for it if they know you have a predisposition for it, because preventative medicine is a lot cheaper than getting chemo and radiation and surgeries and everything like that. So if your insurance does know that you have a positive mutation like that in your family, they should cover you getting that testing as well. And there are a lot of other, there's BRCA1 and 2, and there are other breast cancer mutations, but that's the most common one that they see passed down. I would ask about it, and I think doing the study would be helpful too, as it's something that is at no cost to you. But like I said, if you're wanting to find out quickly, I would go through your medical care provider. The participation is indefinite. Like we said, we're gonna keep adding different genes and things to test for. So we'll just keep your participation in it, and then if we find something, then we let you know. But like we said, we anticipate 6 months to a year, but there is a chance it could be longer to get those results.
So unfortunately, we have run out of time today, but there are flyers in here that we gave out. This phone number, right down here in the blue, this is a phone number to our research support team, and any other questions you have, you can give that phone number a call and they can give you more in-depth answers. If you leave today, you have more questions that pop up, that's what they're there for, is to give you the information that you need.
And so, I will say Matt is like our main man over our enrollment here locally in St. George. So we currently have people at Hurricane Instacare, Sunset Instacare, the main hospital, and the River Road Instacare as well. And they are there from 8 to 3. So anytime within that, go into those labs, tell me you want to participate, and they'll get you signed up.
Thank you so much for coming out today. It was wonderful to be with you. I appreciate the questions. We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.